We're going to now continue with some prayer. Heavenly Father, receive our thanks for Aaron and for all the blessings you gave him in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with him we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O God of all grace, you sent your Son, Jesus, to bring life. We give you thanks that by his death, he destroyed the power of death, and by Jesus' resurrection, he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because Jesus lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us now join our hearts and our minds in saying the words, the special words that Jesus taught his followers, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And a blessing from Numbers chapter 6. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his everlasting peace. Amen.